The spirit within you is forever thinking thoughts of abundance, which is its true nature. Since thoughts of lack or limitation can never be registered or entertained in this infinite mind, then the principle or law of supply must be one of total and continuous all-sufficiency. Your self thinks, sees, and knows only abundance, and the creative energy of this mind of abundance is eternally flowing, radiating, expressing, seeking to appear as abundance on the physical plane. This radiating creative mind energy is substance. As this divine thought energy flows through your consciousness and out into the phenomenal world to appear as prosperous experiences and conditions, its plastic quality allows it to be expressed and allows it to be impressed by the tone and shape of your dominant beliefs. Therefore, what you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell are your beliefs objectified. The form and the experience are but effects, appearances, and we are told to not judge by appearances. To judge something means to believe it, to assume that it is true, to conclude that it is factual. But we're told not to do this. Why? Because what appears as an effect has no value in itself. The only attributes that an effect has are the ones that you give it. And money is an effect. When you concentrate on the effect, you are forgetting the cause. And when you forget the cause, the effect begins to diminish. When you focus your attention on getting money, you are actually shutting off your supply. You must begin this very moment to cease believing that money is your substance, your supply, your support, your security, or your safety. Money is not, but God is. When you understand and realize this truth, the supply flows uninterrupted into perfect and abundant manifestation. You must look to God alone as the source, and then take your mind off the outer effect. If you look to your job, your employer, your spouse, or your investments as the source of your supply, you are cutting off the real source. In fact, if you look to any human person, place, or condition for your supply, you're shutting down the flow. If you give power to any mortal, as even being the channel for your supply, you are limiting your good. You must think of money as any other material desire or possession, simply as an outer symbol of the inner supply. And the only reality of that symbol is the substance which underlies the outward manifestation. Money is the symbol of an idea in divine mind. The idea is an all-sufficiency of supply to meet every need with a divine surplus in your individual life. As the divine idea comes out into manifestation, it appears as the symbol, money. But the money is not the supply. Rather, it is your consciousness of God as your abundance that constitutes your supply. When you try to collect, acquire, and possess the symbol, focusing on the symbol and not the supply within, the outlet for the manifestation closes. Do you want more money, more prosperity in your life? Then shift from a consciousness of effects or materiality to a consciousness of cause, spirituality. When you give power to an effect, you are giving it your power. You are actually giving the effect power over you. Does money have power? If you say yes, then you have given it your power and you have become the servant. You have reversed the roles. The inner presence, the you of you, is truly the money maker. Your thinking, reasoning mind is not. Your only source is the God presence within you. If your mind is on the source, the cause, the supply flows freely. If your mind is on the effect, you block the flow. The more impersonal you become regarding where your money seems to originate as in job, salary, commissions, investments, or spouse, etc., the more personal you can become in your relationship with the true source of your money. And the closer the relationship to your God self, the greater the abundance in your life. Turn within and watch the inner presence work. The activity of your infinite mind sees and knows only abundance. And in this sea of knowingness is a spiritual idea corresponding to every single form, event, circumstance, condition, or experience that you could possibly desire. The creative energy or substance of these divine ideas is forever flowing into perfect manifestation. But remember, if you constantly look to the effect, the visible form, you will create a mutation, a less than perfect manifestation. By keeping your focus on spirit, however, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to the divine idea. The time must come when you will satisfy a need for money by steadfastly depending on the master self within and not on anything in the outer world of form. Until you do this, you will continue to experience the uncertainties of supply for the rest of your life. Every soul must learn this lesson, and until it does, it will be given opportunity after opportunity in the form of apparent lack and limitation. You may be experiencing such a challenge right at this moment. Realize that this is the opportunity you've been waiting for to demonstrate the truth of your birthright. Know that this entire experience is but an illusion, an outpicturing of your beliefs, an effect of your consciousness. But you are going to stop giving any power to the illusion, to the effect. You're going to cease feeding it with negative energy. You're going to withdraw your energy from the outer scene and let it die. Let it fade back into the nothingness from whence it came. Take your stand this day as a spiritual being and renounce all claims to humanhood and mortality. Care not what is going on in the outer world. Regardless of your fears about your creditors, your security, your protection, your future, or the coronavirus. Turn away from the effects. Wave goodbye to external false belief pictures and return to the Father's house where you have belonged ever since you left under the spell of materiality. Take your mind off money and material possessions, which are the effects, and focus and concentrate only on the lavish abundance of divine substance that is forever flowing from that master consciousness within you. Take your stand and prove God now. Stop adding up your bills. Stop counting the money you have or need, or stop looking for your supply from any mortal person, place, or situation. The whole universe is standing on tiptoe, watching you, praying that you will let go of the negative appearances of the world of illusion and claim your divine heritage. Now is the time. Today is the day. Pass this test and you will never have to go through it again. But if you yield to mortal pressure and carnal mind temptation to get temporary financial relief from the world of effects, you will have to go back to the classroom and learn the lesson all over again. So here's a program for realizing the abundant prosperity in your life and affairs. It takes 40 days for consciousness to realize a truth. A break during the 40-day period releases the energy being built up around the idea. Therefore, there must be a definite commitment to faithfully follow this program each and every day for 40 days. And if you miss even one day, to start over again and continue until you can go the full period with perfect continuity. Here is the course of action. Establish a specific day to start your program, such as the beginning of a particular week. Count out 40 days on your calendar and mark the completion date. On the first day of your program, write the statement below in your spiritual journal. This day, and show the actual date. This day, I cease believing invisible money as my supply and my support, and I view the world of effects as it truly is, simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed in the power of money, therefore I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts, and in doing so, I have limited the unlimited. No more. This day I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support. And now we will read 10 statements of principles, and we're going to read one statement each day. This means that you will go through the entire list 4 times during the 40-day period. After reading the daily statement, either upon arising or before going to bed in the evening, meditate on it for at least 15 minutes, focusing on each idea in the statement with great thoughtfulness and feeling, letting the ideas fill your consciousness. Following each meditation period, write down in your journal the thoughts that come to you, and be sure to do this daily. Since you've already received an all-sufficiency of supply, all that infinite mind has is yours right now. You can prove this truth to your deeper mind by sharing your supply on a regular basis while you are working with the plan. Giving is an esoteric science that never fails to produce results if it's done with love and joy, because the law will shower you with a pressed down and multiplied return. But if you tithe, and I really prefer the word sharing to tithing, as a mechanical and calculated method to please God, unload guilt, meet a sense of obligation, and play a bartering game with the law, no one benefits, not even the receiver. Give with love, joy, and a sense of fun, and the windows of heaven will be thrown open with a blast. The statements of principle are: 1. God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. 2. I lift up my heart and my mind to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and substance of all my good. 3. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the truth. 4. Through my consciousness of my God self, the Christ within, as my source, I draw into my mind and feeling nature the very substance of spirit. This substance is my supply. Thus, my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. 5. Money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Therefore, my supply is unlimited. 6. My inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply in action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. 7. The divine consciousness that I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance. This is its responsibility, not mine. My only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. Therefore, I am totally confident in letting go and letting God appear as the abundant all-sufficiency in my life and affairs. 8. My consciousness of the Spirit within me, as my unlimited source, is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, understanding, and knowledge of Spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. 9. When I am aware of the God Self within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life, and I relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. 10. I keep my mind and thoughts off this world, and I place my entire focus on God within as the only cause of my prosperity. I acknowledge the inner presence as the only activity in my financial affairs, as the substance of all things visible. I place my faith in the principle of abundance in action within me.